HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
The big news in tech this week is of course about Facebook and Reliance Jio. The world's largest social network has bought a 9.9% stake in Jio Platforms Limited for a whopping $5.7 billion. It's the largest ever for a minority stake in a company, and it puts Jio at a gigantic valuation. There's a lot to talk about this deal, so tune in to the second episode this week where I'll take this entire subject in detail. For now, let's move on to smartphone news. Motorola launched its first flagship-class smartphone in 4 years. The Moto Edge and Moto Edge Plus, as they're called, are the first flagship phones from Motorola since the Moto Z back in 2016. They have 90Hz displays and they're curved displays, just like the ones on the OnePlus 7 Pro or the Samsung Galaxy S series. There's a 64 megapixel primary camera on the Edge and a 108 megapixel primary camera on the Edge Plus, and both the phones have 3 cameras. Motorola said that prices and availability for India will be announced soon, but the phone will go on sale in the US from May 14th onwards. Next up, viral video app Zoom announced the version 5.0 for the app, and keeping in line with its promises, it's chock full of security and privacy updates. The biggest one of these is that Zoom now has AES 256-bit encryption, which is common for enterprise-class video conferencing tools. It's also very common in mobile banking apps, in payment apps, and pretty much anything that requires a high level of encryption. There are also changes to the user interface and new tools for IT admins, which will all enhance the security in the app. And while we are talking about Zoom, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology in India this past week announced a 1 crore rupee challenge for anyone who can build an indigenous alternative to Zoom, or for that matter any video conferencing app. The ministry had recently issued an advisory asking government officials to not use Zoom for official purposes, and they also warned others about the lapses in security and privacy. So it seems like the country really wants to have users move away from Zoom, much like many other governments and companies as well. And did you really think I would pass a week without talking about the pandemic? I can't really do that, can I? Well, here's something interesting though. Delhi's AIIMS hospital is going to test a robot called the humanoid ELF to minimize frequent contact between healthcare workers and infected COVID-19 patients. The robot was developed by homegrown robotics company Milagro, and it has built-in 3D and HD cameras along with a 10-inch screen. It can use these and speakers which are built into the robot as well to allow doctors to interact with patients without actually approaching them. Seems like an innovative solution, but of course, given the Indian conditions and the kind of patients, it may not be a foolproof solution yet.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.